Republican State Senator Mary Lozick delayed a committee vote that was scheduled for today on a plan that would hold the next round of Senate recall elections in Republican-drawn legislative districts. The delay comes a day after Richland Center GOP Senator Dale Schultz said he would not support the plan, effectively killing it. But Lozick says she still wants to discuss the bill privately with her fellow Republicans and promised a rescheduled committee vote for tomorrow.
I haven't changed my mind about anything. I think the bill promotes fairness. And without it, we don't have that fairness for all of Wisconsin's voters in 2012.
Lozick says she'll also make some tweaks to another bill that would require recall circulators to get their petitions notarized. Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach says he also wants changes to that plan, including an amendment that would ban petition circulators from out of state.
This bill, the way it's set up right now, really hurts in-state residents more than it hurts out-of-state residents who get paid to come in and get signatures.
There's no telling yet whether Lozick's proposal to require notarized recall petitions has the support it needs to pass the Senate. The clock is ticking for both plans. November 4th is the next day a new batch of legislators would be eligible for a recall. And Democrats have said they'll start trying to recall the governor on November 15th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.